on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham leads the Varsity Series 6-1 after pulsating 4-3 ice hockey win over Trent at the Capital FM Arena last night. Commentary comes from URN's Elliot Chaplin.
So it's going to be a face-off with 7 seconds left. Broadshaw loses the face-off, but it gets played around. 3 seconds left. It's one man versus three Trent players, and it's the win for Uni of. There's no complaints this time. We've won the hockey. We're 6-1 up in the series. We stand together. Nottingham is our city.
Tonight, there are three more Varsity points up for grabs with the netball and men's and women's volleyball. Tune into Varsity tonight from 5:30 p.m. for all the latest. In local news, a court has heard that a primary school student from Nottingham told teachers that she would be beaten on her hands and arms if she was naughty. Sinead Walker, aged 7, was found dead in her bed at her aunt's house in Beckhampton Road, Nottingham, in July 2014. She died from brain injuries. Her aunt, Kay Ann Morris, 24, denies murder at Nottingham Crown Court and charges of cruelty against two other children in 2011. Liberal Democrat Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, has said that the Conservatives proposed to slash child benefit while the two parties were in government together. Mr. Alexander said he was lifting the lid on plans including limiting child benefit and tax credit to two children. He claimed his party blocked the move, which was worth £8 billion. A teenage boy has been rescued after surviving for 5 days in the rubble of buildings following the earthquake that killed some 5,500 people in Nepal. The boy has now been taken to a field hospital. Meanwhile, the bad weather is hampering the delivery of relief to remote villages, with the government being criticised for its response to the disaster. Dr. Seuss's tongue-twisting children's tale, Green Eggs and Ham, is to be adapted by streaming service Netflix. The best-selling children's book will become a 13-part animated series, with comedian and American chat show host Ellen DeGeneres producing the show. In sports, the tennis world number one Novak Djokovic has pulled out of next week's Madrid Open to rest. It's the second consecutive year that the Serb has pulled out of the tournament. The Australian Open champion, 27, has been in fine form this year, becoming the first man to win the opening three Masters events of the season. He hopes to complete the career Grand Slam with the first title at the French Open, which starts on the 24th of May. The weather today, bright and sunny intervals, but with occasional showers, these perhaps heavy and thundery in places. Showers will dry out later in the day to give a fine and dry evening. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 26 minutes to 1.